This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening. Radio 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. Hello to the YouTube folks. So we're not at Chickies today. We normally are on Mondays, but we'll be there on Wednesday for Birds at the By. In fact, we'll all be there. The morning show, the midday show, us and ESPN. Elliot Shore Parks from 6 to 8. It all benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. That is Wednesday at Chickies in South Philly. The Top 5-5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right, let's get to it. The best things that happened over the weekend.
We're all waiting on the candy.
Everyone's waiting for the candy discourse. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Number five, one of the newer bits on this show is, I don't know, Jim.
Which is Tony Romo.
talking to Jim Nantz.
Jim Nantz, if you didn't know.
Yeah. Well, he was back yesterday.
And credit to you for just forcing that bit in.
You were
going to keep hammering it until we bought in, and now I'm in on
we're
it.
So. On it.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with it. Yeah. I'm obsessed with Romo and the noises he makes, and he brought a new one yesterday.
And you'll see right here. Hold, and then another hold right there. I think it was...
What is he doing? Is he still the highest paid color commentator in sports?
It's Troy.
Troy,
No, actually, Westmacott took over. I'm sorry.
Collinsworth?
Brady.
And he's an owner of a team.
Yeah, Brady's getting 37 a year.
Yeah, and he owns the Raiders.
Right.
Yeah. Romo, not weird at all.
Romo, I guess, set the standard for contracts.
And then Aikman was like, are you kidding me?
And then Collinsworth.
That guy, $20 million a year?
I won three Super Bowls.
Exactly. I won three Super Bowls.
And Aikman is the best. He is the class of all of them. He is awesome.
I like Collinsworth a lot.
He's fine.
The one that's actually starting to irk me, mostly because he took down Carson, is Kirk Herbstreit.
Kirk Herbstreit.
I mean,
hey, you know, he used to be one of my guys.
I know. I used to love, Herbie in college football is fine.
It's better, yeah.
When he was talking about Carson's a bad leader, he's out there with a separated shoulder. I mean, come on.
A little
on.
Over the top.
Yeah, a little over the top.
Guys out Bronco. There laying on the line for the team.
Literally, the Broncos getting, you know.
Taking out the
pasture.
Not literally.
Not literally.
Definitely figuratively.
Figuratively. And Herbie's just stomping all over the grave. Definitely not literally. He's still with us.
Also figuratively.
Yep. Yes. Wore a Foles hat. Everything's fine. See you at the reunion. It's so bad.
Romo, man.
He's something.
I swear I was listening to that, to the commentating yesterday, waiting on the whole.
Wait for it. Jim!
I was waiting on it.
It's always a review. It's always a review.
It's always a review.
And they go to Gene Steratore, you know?
Speaking of going the reviews and going to the whoever the ref person is.
It'd be Mike Pereira.
So there's Pereira, Gene
Steratore.
Is there another
guy? There's one other guy.
And then the one that drives me up the wall is Jay Feely as the kicking expert.
Oh, I haven't seen
that. That's when the broadcast has gone too far.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying the bootlicker thing. The ref experts are always ref
always,
bootlickers,
dude. Always, but they never disagree,
and they never want to just. They should have to make a call before the call comes in.
I'm at home yelling, "That's a catch! Yeah. That's a catch!" And this guy's like, "I don't know. I can see.
Yeah, I can see what he said."
But I tell you what, that's the best job in sports. They don't have to be right or wrong. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
Yeah.
Like, it's just there.
You could say whatever. There's no accountability for anything.
What's he looking at here? I'll tell you what he's looking at. Same thing I'm looking at.
What's the other guy's the guy who said he was tired of the tush push?
Yes.
Dean Blandino.
That's the one.
And he used to like run all the refs. I believe that was his job. And then he got out of it. He's horrible.
King bootlicker, Dean Blandino.
Yeah, he's a one seed.
Yeah.
The fourth best thing that happened over the weekend was Spike got me in Sixers Twitter on Friday night. I made a slight Embiid troll.
Yeah.
And Spike quote tweeted me. Next thing I saw, Embiid season 49 quote tweeting me. All the Embiid heads came out in full force.
Well, you it's very dangerous, and Ike knows this. You're going to make a declarative statement during a game. You got to be prepared for that to be wrong.
Yep.
So Jack tweets, another run comes when Embiid's off the floor.
Yep.
Then immediately Embiid comes in the game the second half. They cut the lead from 11 to 3, and then the lead builds back up when he goes out. Then he comes in again and brings him all the way back.
I saw it.
It was a tough one for the narrative.
Yep.
And I'm like, why? Why the tweet?
He's staking his claim.
Yeah.
He's got a bona over there.
We got a little bona.
And by the way, it's always the basketball tweets where you're wrong at.
Oh, 100%.
When you jump out there early, it's always the basketball tweets.
Yeah, it's always tough. I have my people, right? Yeah. They have my corner.
But I sent you into our my people.
I don't like it. I love Embiid. Anyway, but the third best thing that happened over the weekend, and this genuinely put a smile on my face, I saw Ike and I saw Embiid live tweeting the World Series games as it was happening.
Yeah.
And Embiid saying, oh my, Embiid seems like a psycho baseball fan, which is.
He loves baseball.
I love when, the stars start tweeting about other sports and Ike's doing the I told you the Dodgers weren't dead yet thing, which is great.
Everybody's in.
Baseball's having a moment.
It is.
Baseball's having a moment.
Great time for a lockout, guys.
It seems like I don't watch baseball.
No, you do. But it's like when I get you to I feel like mostly Phillies.
That's all I tweet about is Phillies.
Yeah.
Right.
You involved in a World Series game, I think, was it.
Yeah. And baseball's going to ruin it when they, in 2027, when they lose an entire season.
They can't do it.
They cannot do it.
They can't do it.
I'll do one better for you, Fritzy, on that World Series. I think I must have watched at least four of the games.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
It was a really good series.
The only one I don't think I saw was...
Well, the 18-inning game.
The 18-inning game. Was that four? Or five?
That was four, I believe.
That was four. And I didn't see five. So four and five I didn't see. One, two, three, five, and six I watched.
Yeah.
I mean, six and seven I watched.
If you're a Blue Jays fan, you just... There are so many moments like the Kirkering moment that you just replay in your head over and over and over again. The ball getting caught in the bottom of the wall.
Yeah.
Which
I thought was the correct call. I mean, you're always taught that as a kid.
So I went and I read the rule book.
Of course.
And
of course he did.
Well, and it was the correct call. People were making it out to be that the ball has to be stuck and you can't retrieve it.
Right.
That's not what the rule says. Yeah, so it was the right call. And there are other instances where you see players doing that when it gets caught in there. Yeah.
It's what you're taught to do?
Yep.
That one, the Paez catch in center field.
That was crazy.
If you're a Blue Jays.
Right after the play at the plate?
Yeah.
If that happened here, if we had a series like that and the Phillies lost, I wouldn't be alive.
No, yeah.
Like, it's just horrible.
What did you think of the decision to bunt IKF? I thought it was the right thing.
Yeah, like, you want to extend the game.
Yeah.
Right? And I think you saw Kershaw warming up.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
And Yamamoto didn't have that many pitches left. So, I don't know. I think we've got... It's tough.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten too anti-bunt. In my opinion.
Yeah.
But, it is what it is.
Isaiah, and just remember from watching him as a Yankee, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is
a horrible hitter.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah, I mean, just I'll take him bunting. It was a great bunt, too.
It wasn't a dynamite bunt.
Yeah.
The second best thing that happened over the weekend was seeing Elliot in London. Elliot's in London in front of the Buckingham Palace with a video about Jalen Phillips holding a coffee with his girl sunglasses. Yeah. Like he...
In his lat era.
Yeah, I mean, very sassy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Girl,
it's so true.
You want to know about Jalen Phillips?
And then Emmanuel Acho quote tweets him, yeah, which is funny.
Well, I forgot he was over there until I saw that video.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, that's right. He's over in London.
Yep.
It's good to have our Eagles beat reporter, you know, as trades are going on.
Well, there's no way he's going to be insider of, what is it?
Insider of the year? No.
The what's the weekly one?
But the power rankings. Yeah,
power rankings,
yeah, he's
yes.
not going to be number one.
Nah.
Well, also, they gave that Jalen Phillips rumor to everybody this weekend. Everybody had it this weekend.
So Cameron Wolf, I believe, was the first that I saw.
And then everyone's taking, like I said, I saw Zach Berman pull a, like I said in my article. It's like you said, like everybody said.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, no offense. I like Zach Berman.
You are keeping tabs.
Yeah, come on. Let's not like I said on this one. And I was thinking about this in the hallway just before we get to number one, which I know is a big one. I was thinking about as I was walking when Elliot the last time he was in England and he had the other haircut and he had the one haircut for one day and he came back. It was all we wanted to talk about with him is crush him for his new haircut.
It was a horrible haircut.
Yeah, his
also,
lad era.
Wasn't he just there over the summer to see Oasis?
To see Oasis, yeah.
So why is he back again?
I don't know. He's taking a little vacation for his birthday.
I know.
What's the
How
end of the road?
How much are we paying this guy?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
He's almost 40, so you got to get these birthdays in while you can.
Yep. They don't matter anymore very soon.
Very soon. But number one best thing that happened over the weekend is, of course, the organic candy. Was a hit. What was funny, though.
A hit.
Well, really, I don't know if it was a hit. It was the talk of the neighborhood.
I don't know if it was a hit.
It was the talk of the neighborhood. I went to the first little house party we were at, and every one of the dads is like, I saw the reel. You know, like, we're going to your house. We're getting the candy. Way bigger hit with the dads than the parents. Then the kids.
The kids gave them up quick. Don't have to eat them. Yeah.
No, I know. But then I started passing it around. So you got to try it. The one dad showed up at my house. So he's like, is this where the famous gummies are? I was like,
What type of gummies are you looking for?
Easy there. But yes, everyone in the new neighborhood, very aware of the organic gummies.
Well, you've talked about it on the radio
for a week.
Yeah.
Leading
I'm
up to it.
Everybody went lined up outside the house.
There was at our house, there was one candy that I went to Jetro in South Philly to buy the candy. It's like a restaurant supply place. And I'm just grabbing boxes of stuff I know. I grabbed one box of something. I don't even know what it is. Turned out the kids were like delirious over it. I only had one box of it. It's some gummies that come with a thing of like goo that you put on the gummy or something.
Oh, God.
A true disgusting only kids could eat it thing. But like and they heard that they had it and just swarming. So do you have any more of the goo drippy gummies?
The goo drippy gummies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have any incidents at the house.
Everything was cool?
Everything seemingly went well.
Yeah. There's one 9-year-old my wife didn't like very much because the kid walked up, didn't say happy Halloween. Didn't say trick or treat, said, where's the candy?
See, that's an annoying one.
Apparently, she said to the kid, where do you think the candy is? The candy was right in front of him.
Yeah. It's always one kid.
Yep. Oh, yeah. But mostly in my neighborhood, they were mostly polite.
Mostly polite.
Yeah, yeah.
Although somebody did the old dump the rest of the candy in the bag thing on me at the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody did.
Oh, because you don't sit out there, you do the one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it worked for up to about 8.
Okay, well, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it was at the end.
You get to 8, I'd rather the candy be gone anyway at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was not upset at all.
I was sitting on the front step with my laptop watching the Sixers while they were taking the candy on the front step.
Nice. Like a true sports guy.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Raji in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Raj?
Yo, what's up, fellas, man? Since you're talking about music, I had to call in. I got a good cover song, but I just want to say, man, I think Jack should be getting some pay from other shows, man, because everybody talks about his gummies. Like, he starts some, like, it's just like some chain reaction that you guys start, and then everybody else starts talking about what you guys talk about. So,
well,
I'm cool with him. I'm cool with him taking that half day or whatever you called it. So,
no, we're not cool with him taking that half day.
No,
yeah, it was fine. It was great.
Full vacation day.
No, it's perfectly fine.
Raji, the thing that you're talking about, where everybody talks about what we talk about on the radio. It's like, of course, you know, that's what this show
okay,
is.
All right,
come on, man.
I know. It's got to make sure your head gets out that door, you know. It's all good. It's all good, man. You got to, you know, I appreciate the content. You know, I'm glad you brought up boy bands, because I was like, when the boy bands, like those, you know, they get kind of played out or they get kind of old and then you start losing their luster, like, you know, the Backstreet and NSYNC, like they get too old, so they can't really appeal to the crowd
right,
anymore.
They don't look like a boy band anymore. Yeah.
That reminds me of like the Phillies. Like, they were kind of cute in like 2022 and then they kind of like getting kind of old and like played out. Like, you know what I mean?
It happens to kids in sitcoms too. That's when they had to go get Leonardo DiCaprio in Growing Pains because the other kids got bigger and they got to go get a new little cute kid or whatever.
Yep.
Now the boy bands have a revival now that all their fans are older too. So, you know, NSYNC's not around anymore, but Backstreet Boys,
are they still touring?
They're cooking.
Okay.
They're playing at the Sphere in Vegas, and the tickets, they invite them back for 3 other weeks. The cheapest ticket I see on, because I said, me and Val go, you know, we love Backstreet Boys. Cheapest ticket I see on Ticketmaster, like $1,000 to get into the Sphere.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cooking.
Yeah, because they know we all got jobs now. We all got money willing to pay.
I don't want $1,000 for a ticket money, I'll tell you that.
Your wife might get, you know, I feel you. Like, I get that too. It's like, oh my God, Backstreet's back. They're like on Ozempic and 60 years old. So,
yeah.
All right. So I'm like,
what's your cover song, Rush?
Yo, I mean, because he passed away, and I know you love R&B music, Spike, D'Angelo.
Oh,
he did a Cruisin', which was a Smokey Robinson.
Ooh,
dude, that
nice.
Is, yeah, that cover is so
that's
good.
Nice, Raji. That's a good one.
So that's from Brown Sugar, the first D'Angelo album. Mm-hmm. That was the first D'Angelo song I ever heard.
Yeah,
was
Cruisin'.
That cover of Cruisin'?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he did Lady.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's Oh, that's a great cover of Smokey Robinson.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Yeah, he did that justice. He truly did. 215-592-9494. Frank in Penn Valley. You're on WIP. What's up, Frank? Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Frank the Tank. Yes.
Yeah,
what's up, Frank?
Ah, oh, Frank the Tank. That's my wife calls me.
All right.
Anyway.
It's called a big dose of D.
I will second that last caller. Because that was that's a good call, that cover by D'Angelo.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
But that is not who I was going to say. I'm going a little bit for Jalen, for number one. Song One by U2.
That's a cover?
It's covered by Johnny Cash, and it's amazing.
But didn't Johnny Cash do a whole album of covers, right? That's where the Hurt cover came from. Yeah, I didn't know he covered one. Yeah.
It's amazing. It may rival the original.
I hate U2, so I bet it could rival the original.
Oh, you're not a U2 guy?
Nah, I like four U2 songs.
And then an album for Ike that's also really good, a band that is, I don't know if you ever listened to Fishbone.
No. There's no way Ike's listening to Fishbone.
talking about Fishbone.
Truth and Soul from 88. Amazing album.
Yeah, Fishbone's a good band. There's no way that... were you calling about the Eagles at all, or you just want to talk about cover songs? I just want to make sure you could talk
about cover songs.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I go to all the home games. So,
okay. You know, all right. Okay, just want to make sure. All right. Yeah.
Good call, Frank.
Yeah, I don't want to be presumptuous and say that you don't know Fishbone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably
Fishbone.
Not listen to Fishbone. Yeah.
I don't even know Fish. Isn't that a group too?
Fish is a group, but that's spelled P-H-I-S-H.
I knew that.
Yes. Yep.
Seltzer seen him 160 times.
Yeah. Like a big old loser.
Very nice.
Wow. Fish is okay. But the people that are really into it. Well, they go a billion times.
Well, it's like the Grateful Dead.
Well, I'm debating to go see New Edition again.
Oh, you should go see New Edition, though.
Well, no, I've seen them at least 8 times.
Eight's not that many.
Yeah, that's what I look at.
Yeah, you should keep going. Yeah. Well, you only live once, I guess. But that's why you shouldn't spend so much time going to Fish concerts. It's like, I get it. You like weed.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Boyz II Men is with New Edition.
Really?
So they're doing Tony Braxton, Boyz II Men, and New Edition.
Really? Where's that?
Well, they got Lyricore Center.
Okay.
the Newark at the Prudential Center.
Oh, Prudential Center.
Or Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those three that I'm deciding which one I want to go to.
And then you're going to the Barefoot Country Festival. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
Wow. You guys talk about me going to concerts.
Summer of Ike.
Well, you have inspired me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Every time I look up, you're going to a concert.
Yeah, well, you only live once.
No, again, he doesn't want to go to concerts.
He wants to
buy tickets and go home.
He goes by himself.
I know. I do like him. I went with Battle last week. He got... Okay, we should... This is funny.
Yep.
So we go to this show. it's a band that we know, but they're doing like sort of a quiet tour. They're doing like quiet versions of songs.
So they don't play music.
They do. It's just it's not as noisy.
It's quiet music.
It's like acoustic versions of the song. So
that's not acapella.
No, that's not acapella.
No, quartet.
So it's at this place at 9th and Filbert called City Winery, which is a restaurant upstairs, but they have a venue downstairs.
Okay.
It's all seated, so you have actual tickets, but they're at tables, right? So we get there, and our seats, this is how you buy tickets there, are next to each other. Right. You're sitting across from two people. Battle sees that the seats are next to each other, and he's so uncomfortable that he has to sit next to me, like as if we're on a date or something.
You don't want people to think.
No. Does it? Yeah. Even though the whole venue is people sitting next to each other, you would feel more comfortable sitting next to a stranger across than sitting next to me. He just has no idea how to handle.
Oh my God!
And it threw him all off. He's looking at the menu. He can't decide what he wants to eat because he doesn't want anybody to think we're dating.
Two married men.
Yeah, two married men. Just there to see a rock band. And, you know, no one's thinking that battle, but I could tell. We walk up to it, and you could see him, and he's like, these two?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
It's like you with the movie, right?
Yes. Well, you wanted me to buy three seats so you could we could put a blank one in between the two of us?
Yeah, but at least Hugh's a little bit bigger. I mean, Battle's a normal size.
Well, yeah, but Hugh's bigger. He still fits in the seat.
He does. Battle's kind of like a cat.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like a little skittish.
Yes. Wants to know that you like him, but doesn't want you to come near him.
Nah. Yeah. Don't get close.
Yeah. Battle. I'd forgotten what it's like to go out with him. Everything's a thing, man. With Battle. Worse than me.
He's one of those guys.
Oh, way worse than me. Way worse than me. It's a place where you can order food, you know, right before and the waiter comes over and he looks at me and he goes, I don't know what to get. Dude, there's seven things. Get a burger.
Order wings.
Yeah, order a burger. I don't want the burger. There, I've just knocked one thing off the list for you, buddy.
Yeah. Choose from.
All right, 205-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Not going to go to the Twitter question at this point. I'll go with the Twitter answer. The candy that all the kids were going crazy for, thank you to OG Jason, are Juicy Drop Gummies.
Juicy Drop Gummies?
So there's a little gummy that has like a hole in the middle of it, and you get a tube of this goo, and they squirt the goo into the Juicy Drop Gummy, and they eat it.
Nice.
Yeah. Totally healthy stuff.
Just like,
that sounds like dentists written all over it.
Just eat Gushers.
It seems like it is a gusher.
A
gusher that you're making yourself.
Yeah. Who needs the extra effort? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We're getting more on this concert, by the way. Apparently, you were a big belcher.
No, he said
he's smelling the peppers from your pizza all night long. But
also, it wasn't even pizza because I can't even get pizza. So it was a flatbread with tomato sauce on it. And no, I was not belching. He just had to come up with something because that was so worried about everybody thinking he is a boyfriend.
Right. Like,
really, that is Battle's big concern is that, you know, and you know what? If he sees me and if people see him with me at the City Winery, then he should... You know, of all people, you know,
Oh, right.
At least he's got a good boyfriend, you know? Yeah, so.
How is Luke singing 5:30 Creed?
Oh, man. It was great. Exactly what you would think it was going to be.
Hold me now.
Yeah. Luke did a good job, especially knowing at the end that he was terrified the entire time.
Yeah, he told me as he's hopping on how nervous he was.
Yeah.
And I was like, I sent you a whole rundown.
Well, he was straight all the way to the end when we did the Go Birds thing.
Yeah, he screwed that up.
Eagles week sounder.
Yeah. Well, I told him to do it, but he didn't know that Ike had to scream Go Birds first, even though I had just told him 20 minutes prior.
Even though it didn't play.
Yeah, we still do it. Yes. Come on.
Did he play the end of Eagles week thing? Even though...
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
No, I know. I feel like we don't usually do it if there's no game that week.
I don't know because I've only been here for one year.
You don't usually take off during bye weeks.
Yeah. Well, didn't expect to.
Yeah.
But when Halloween comes calling.
Just like last year.
That was on a Thursday.
Okay. Well, all I know is that any opportunity I have to hear Chuck going, I will take it. 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, afternoon crew?
What's up, Andrew?
What it do, Andrew?
What it do?
Hey, it's been a while, but we're back. Birds are looking pretty. I got a little something about them is that I don't think Howie's done. I think Howie has had a master class of a trade deadline. He's not doing too much, but he's making the right moves at the positions of need. You're only as strong as your weakest link. And right now, I think he goes and gets an offensive lineman that is reliable, that is going to be a reliable O-lineman, because that's our next area of weakness, is I think the interior O-line. I think he's going to get a depth piece, something like we did with Michael Carter or something similar to that for the O-line.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I don't know that there's another position they could trade for. The outside corner thing, they had to take a shot because it doesn't seem like there's many good outside corners on the market. I guess I would be surprised if he trades for an offensive lineman, but maybe. I don't know.
Hey, and we're taking only $500,000 of that $6 million Jalen Phillips contract. So I wouldn't be surprised if he goes out and tries to get another guy that can make a difference. Plus, Sixers Worm might be back, Spike. Sixers Worm might be back.
Sixers Worm might be back? Why? How am I wormed up?
They were terrible last year. They're showing good signs this year.
That's not what the worm is.
Land the plane.
Yeah.
One more thing.
You just always miss.
Yeah. Total miss. Not what the worm is.
Shout out ESP. Happy birthday to him.
Yes.
And let's make it a great week. Go 1-0.
Okay, Andrew, do you have for the Hess toy truck stock car racers, do you have an answer to the next question? Do you have a favorite cover song? I can't imagine you're a big music person.
I'm a big country guy. I will also be at Barefoot, hopefully. I'll give your number.
Okay.
I guess Luke Combs.
Fast Car.
Let's go with that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I like it.
Yep. Big country guy. Not a shock.
You're a worm.
Not a shock.
You're happy they're playing well.
He had no idea what the worm was. We've talked about the worm for a year, easily a year, very clear. Every time we do it, he listens all the time. No idea what it means. No idea. Monique in Lansdowne, you're on WIP. What's up, Monique?
Hey, how you doing? Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I guess all y'all there. Wait.
Yes.
What's up, Mo?
Listen, I went into the supermarket, and y'all were talking about black jeans. I went in there. I came out. Y'all weren't talking about it anymore, but y'all missed a whole lot, like Ohio players, you know, Barcades. Earth, Wind, and Fire have a band with them. Personal Revolution, black people in that band.
Yeah, they keep talking to Ike. That's Ike's problem.
Came back with the Vanguard.
Oh, believe me, she's talking to me. I know it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking to all y'all.
No, I can't correct them. I can't correct them. It ends up being a problem.
But, you know, then I'm saying that maybe Ike might be a good guy because the reason I know about all these bands, because my uncle used to, you know, post up at my house and pull out a record.
Sure.
Separate the weed from the seeds. And these were all the records that they used to use to separate. So that's how I know about all these bands. So, yeah, you missed a lot of them, but maybe because you're a good guy, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Oh, Monique, that was priceless.
Yeah, what a call.
Monique, yeah, don't please call back again. That was awesome.
I will call back. I'm going to listen every day. I listen for Rios, and I listen for y'all to sing that song every day.
All right.
I appreciate it.
I will call y'all back.
All right. Thank you, Monique.
Yes.
Just came right for you.
Oh, man. Straight at me.
Yeah.
Straight at me.
Yeah. Just bang, bang.
Those are some of the ones I got in the text messages. Yep. Earth, Wind, and Fire. All the bands.
The delegation doesn't do bands.
Man.
Like, everyone picking up their phone.
What the hell was I talking about?
Yeah. You guys are going to get run out because you get canceled. Hey, remember Ike Reese? Oh, he worked here with us for a while.
Oh, man. I was really laughing at the breaking up of the weed with the albums.
Yes, with the seeds.
Yes. We all had uncles that did that.
We all did. Yeah.
Not you.
Sean in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Sean?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
What's up, Sean?
First of all, a lot of people need to understand what a cover is. A cover, it's the same lyrics. Just because you have the same beat doesn't mean it's a cover. The Jay-Z, Beyonce
is not a cover.
The Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah,
it's not a cover.
Not a cover.
Yeah. Just like Hit 'Em Up is not a cover, that is a beat from a different song. Yes.
Anyways,
this cover thing, you caused a lot of problems with this cover thing.
I thought it was an easy one.
Thought it was a layup.
Yeah, I thought this was an easy one. Oh, cover song, Whitney Houston, easy. Nope. Can't even get settled on what it is.
And for my cover, I don't know who I want to appease to. Do I want to appease to Ike or do I want to appease to Spike? Which one do I want to appease to?
What does that mean? Well, you just pick your favorite
one,
buddy.
Yeah,
why don't you just pick your favorite one? Let's see.
All right, we'll go with the Metallica's with Whiskey in the Jar. We'll
I love that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But now I want to hear the one that appeases to me.
Yeah.
Well, then you got Jimi Hendrix covering All Along the Watchtower there.
That is a great one as well.
That's a good answer.
Boom.
Hey, yeah, Sean. Why?
Either one of those answers.
Yeah, why'd you?
Yeah, Sean, why is Jimi Hendrix for Ike?
Well, there's a delegation there.
Okay.
All right.
At least you said it. All right, Sean.
Oh, boy.
The Metallica cover of Whiskey in a Jar is a good one. So Whiskey in a Jar is, I guess, like an old drinking song or something.
Sure.
And they covered it back in the day, they had a very short covers EP, and they did a longer one years later, and Whiskey in a Jar was on there.
So just so that we're clear.
Yeah.
A cover band is the same lyrics for the most part.
No, so let me clear this out for you. So a cover band is a band that just plays
a cover song.
Yeah, a cover band is just a band that plays songs from other artists.
Yes, that's different than what we're talking
about. A cover song is when you take a song and just redo it with the same lyrics.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that normally the same lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cover band is they play songs of other people.
Like at a wedding band or it'd be a bar, you know, that place we go in Maryland, they probably have
a cover
band.
Neither one of them are a remix or a remake.
No.
Remake, same thing.
Oh, remake is the same.
Yeah,
thing.
Okay. You just remake. They call it that in movies, not in music.
Yeah,
yeah. Remix is different.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad we cleared this up. At 5:40.
Listen.
Yeah.
We're here to educate.
Yeah. Look,
all about accuracy.
We're all in it together. Jonathan and Mount Laurel, you're on WIP. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, Jonathan?
What's up, Jonathan?
So, a couple things. I called to talk about covers. But, you know, the producer suggested I talk some Eagles, so I thought about a couple
of things. Give it 60 seconds.
Throw some Eagles in there.
So, first of all, listen, I think we really are forgetting how ahead of his time Terrell Owens was, because he really did all this before social media, didn't he, with A.J. Brown?
Oh, yeah.
He did. It would have been a lot easier for him.
It would have been easier for him to do back then, yeah.
Save some time.
Yep.
So, somebody mentioned Troy Aikman. So, every time my dad would see Troy Aikman calling a game, he would say to me, John, And every time Troy Aikman closes his eyes, he sees Reggie White coming at him.
Yeah. Him and a lot of people.
And then I got a Brandon Graham story, too. So I should have called in when Brandon Graham re-signed.
Okay.
So years ago, I worked at a restaurant in Marlton, and a lot of Eagles would come in. And so Brandon Graham comes in. When he first got signed, it's so funny because he's so like Mr. Personality now, but he was such a young dude. Then he came in with his mom, and he was trying to figure out like what to say to like, because we used to hook the players up.
So, like,
you know what I mean?
So what to
like,
say to get the hook
yeah,
up.
Yeah, to get the hook up.
Bob used to come in, Bobrovsky, when he was like when he first turned 21. So like, he didn't have his ID
the one
yet.
That got away.
Okay.
He used
to sit by himself or come in with his mom and get tea. He was so sweet. Trying to think what else. Oh, covers.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I think that we should really just be like, I don't know what we did as a society to deserve Dolly Parton, but she's just amazing. Charitable and kind and nice. How about Jolene covered by the White Stripes?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't like the White Stripes at all, but that's a cool cover. White Stripes cover on Jolene. Yeah.
And then the other thing that I was thinking was the reason I called, the first thing I thought of was the Beatles are my favorite band.
Yeah.
But they have two songs that have been covered that the covers are better than the original. Got to Get You Into My Life, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
And with a little help from my friends. Joe Cocker, the Wonder Years.
That is better. Yes, that is better. Yeah. I would agree. Well, I mean, the greatest thing about the Beatles is the songwriting, right? Which is why you're able to have great covers of Beatles songs, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jonathan. Thank you.
All right, Jonathan. Thanks. Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, that the topic that has overtaken the show, the cover song topic, is because we have a prize today, and the winner gets the Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers.
All week, by the way.
All week. We'll have this all week. So cover songs again tomorrow. No, just kidding. The 2025 Stock Car Racers are loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, courtesy of Hess, and available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com. So on this day in 1992, Whitney Houston's cover of I Will Always Love You, which is originally done by Dolly Parton, was released. So we were asking people for what their favorite cover song was.
And 3.5 hours later?
Yeah.
And we're finally starting to figure out what a cover is.
Yeah. And as it turns out, people are a little more interested in that than Jalen Phillips.
Yeah.
Or at least a mix.
We got that out of the way early.
Yeah,
we're just cooking.
Brian in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up? I've been waiting a long time. Let me say this. Long time listener. Big fan of you, Ike.
Appreciate it.
I got into football when you, Brian Dawkins, Hugh Big Fella, was at the helm. Mm-hmm. Y'all was there.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this. Let me get my cover band out there. So I think this is the winner. Y'all ever seen The Weather Singer?
Cover song. No.
It's a cover band. They do movies, but they're
Yeah. And Wedding Singer.
It's called the Dan Band.
Yes.
Have you ever seen them?
Yes, so they do those songs, but they curse in them.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. That's the best cover band. I don't care what y'all say. That's the best cover band ever. Hilarious.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
No, he is the best, even in old school.
Yes, thank you. They're hilarious.
Yes. Now that is. I got the song in my head that I can't sing.
You
yes.
can't say it. No, yes. You can't say it. That is definitely, because I'm listening to everybody before me, and I'm like, yo, the best cover band is the damn band.
It's a cover song.
I don't care what anybody says. It's got to be.
Except the reason that people aren't saying that is because we were looking for the best cover song, not the best cover band. But the Dan Band is
the
cool.
Dan Band,
Yeah.
All right, so best cover song, I can't think off the top of my head, but Dan Band is one of my favorites. I'm not going to lie. They're ridiculous, but they definitely do it. I mean, I would go Weird Al Yankovic, but he changes the name of the song.
Yeah, those are parodies, not covers. Yeah.
We're getting closer, though.
Yeah. One of these days.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Brian.
See, I knew I wasn't the only one, though.
Yeah. I do love The Wedding Singer. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I love the Billy Idol appearance at the very end of it, too. Yeah.
I think it's the only time I've accidentally allowed a curse word on the air.
When?
Because I played that song.
Oh, yeah, you said that the curse word was in.
Yeah, it's all right.
Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, I just got the bat signal real quick, right? And I want to talk to my boy Aaron real quick from Mount Airy.
Oh, no.
Listen, you from my neck of the woods, brother, and you my boy. But don't nobody, and I mean nobody, sings better than Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston is
there
the greatest
is. Yep.
Ever. You hear me? That's why her name is The Voice. You know what I mean? The most accomplished woman singer ever. You know what I mean? And that's it. That's just the bottom line. I called in just to talk about that. That's it. That's all I called in to say. Great topic. But I'm going to say this right real quick before I go.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold next week in Green Bay.
Yeah.
23 degrees to start.
Yeah.
Wind chill factor will make it feel like it's 13 degrees outside. And it's 50% chance of snow.
Ooh.
It's in 8 days.
I like those apples, Tornado Chappelle. Yeah, I'm the new weather guy.
How do we know the weather already?
I love it, John. Yeah. He did the 10-day forecast.
Yeah.
He looked out.
Listen, and I got one more thing for y'all. Since we're talking about Drew Hill, how about the love stays? How about the love we had stays on my mind?
Yes, sir.
By the Dells.
Yes, sir.
And Drew Hill related.
Okay. See, I didn't even know that was a cover song. I didn't realize that.
Oh, thanks for the call. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the Drew Hill songs I remember. How Deep Is Your Love was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Five Steps. Those weren't cover songs.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Good tunes.
This is for you, CJ.
Yeah. Jerk. Don't know who Drew Hill is.
Yeah, you knew the whole time.
Yeah, I did know the whole time.
I knew he wasn't letting it go.
No, I know. He's not letting it go. In the corner, like, I know all these Drew Hills. Yeah. I know music.
Yeah, I do. You're gonna trade Bryce,
dude. I'm just listen. We're all about, you know. We're always doing the Spider-Man meme on this show.
Yeah,
it's what it is.
But I do know that's the one thing with Spike is the music, man.
Yeah.
I'll admit it if I don't know it.
Oh, question the music, man.
Yeah, I'll admit if I don't know it. I said that I didn't know that one Boyz II Men song was a cover, even though it wasn't, as it turns out. Yoshi. Shout out, Yoshi. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Stop complaining about Corey in Columbus. I always hear him loud and clear. R2-D2.
That's pretty good.
It's every call.
I know, and he doesn't know why. Like, he went back and listened to it, and he can't figure out why it's happening. So, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
The next time he's on and it happens, I'm just going to ask on the air, because somebody knows why.
Yeah.
Somebody will be able to say, oh.
There's a tech out there listening.
Yeah, there's got to be a
and they get to Columbus, Ohio.
There's got to be a thing on his iPhone somewhere that isn't.
But it doesn't sound like an iPhone.
I'm
That's
telling
the issue.
You, it is the button. He's got the touchpad on his cheek.
I know, but it doesn't. When you have a touchpad in your cheek and you're putting in different numbers, right?
That's what it sounds like.
No, but it sounds different than that.
No, trust me.
No. How many years, man?
No. It's not because he's in a rural area.
Well, it's definitely not because he's on a work. Like, what a horrible excuse.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible. What's next?
Yeah, we know what a cover song is. It's a sequel. The Delegation.
It's a sequel.
The best was when somebody would come in and go, a cover song is a remix, Ike. No.
Yeah. Well, at least today I didn't feel alone.
No, you were not.
Certainly not. Did not expect it to go this way.
Yeah, I didn't know that the cover song was along Delegation lines. I didn't know that was a thing. What's next?
Ike Reese, 2:10 p.m. You know what? I don't actually know what a cover song is. Ike Reese, 2:22 p.m. after Yoshi mentions a song that is definitely not a cover. That's a big answer, Yoshi. Alex in Lancaster.
I hate y'all, man.
What's next?
Y'all need to stop saying the Delegations don't know what cover songs are. We know what's up. You better recognize Sassy Elliott.
We need to just play Sassy Elliott for Elliott tomorrow.
We should.
Oh, yeah, he didn't hear it? Or was it?
I don't know if he heard it or not.
Yeah.
We should have Sassy Elliott here waiting to talk to Elliott.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The battle. Which Elliott do you want today? Regular Elliott or Sassy Elliott? Hey!
Hey!
What's next?
To do a cover isn't just to redo it. It's to reinvent it, to give it new life, to introduce it to a whole new group of people. Hunter Brody looking out the window, dreaming of the future.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
It's going to be at least 10 years.
It's been at least 10.
At least 10.
You guys are getting old in the tooth.
Yeah, well.
Long in the tooth.
Yeah, I'm 49. I got to get past 59. Sorry, Brodes. What's next?
Spike, when the local football team wins championships,
right.
That wasn't because of Jalen or Howie or any of the people I don't like. Spike, when a team in Texas goes to the Western Conference Finals 20 years in a row, a lot of people don't know that Maury taught Harden how to shoot. Frank in Ardmore.
I was waiting for that one. I knew that one was coming at some point. Do we have a bonus Fritz at 6 tonight?
Bonus Fritz at 6 tonight. What?
Oh,
you know how I knew that was coming?
I didn't get you to work.
Yeah. I didn't even know until last night. I was like, oh, crap. Am I working tomorrow?
You are. No Jordan Mailata show.
No.
Because of the bye week.
Yeah. So we got an hour. No players lounge. So we got an hour until Cowboys Cardinals pregame coverage.
Yep. So what are you doing on Fritz at 6?
Listen, you know how last year called that Eagles run?
Yeah.
Fritz Stradamus is back again.
Oh.
Yeah.
You going to call again. Something tonight?
They're going to win it again. 215.
Wow.
Are they the best?
He's getting prepared.
Eagles are the best.
215-592-9815. He's getting prepared.
Yep.
Yeah, I know he had that thought in his head, like, they're going to win this damn thing again.
Yep.
My first thought when I saw the trade, I was like, are you kidding me?
Well, that means we go to San Francisco. Right?
Yeah, damn right. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's go hang in the bay.
Yeah. Well, isn't like an hour from the bay? Where is Santa Clara?
Idea.
Yeah. And then
I'm like, I have no idea.
I don't know.
How do we get back in time for that?
It
That Friday show will be brutal.
Oh, after the 3-hour time difference?
Yeah. Oh, that Friday show will
be bad.
Oh, that'll be ugly because we're going to have to fly overnight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be ugly. Book like a lot of guests on that day.
Yeah, well, the Friday before the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Well, we got our usual Friday shows. You know, they're pretty packed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, so that is coming. Oh, we got to pick a winner for the Hess Toy Truck 2025 stock car racers, which you can buy at hesstoytruck.com.
Yes.
We were looking for best cover song.
So you guys both reacted very strongly to Raji saying Cruisin' by D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
So I think that we're going to go with that.
Yeah.
I love it, man. We're cruising together.
That falsetto, man. That's a tough one.
The falsetto.
Yeah.
Acapella.
Nope.
Yeah. Hold on. So what's in a quartet?
Four people, man.
It's four people. There's the bass.
Yep.
Soprano.
Oh,
you
mean what's in there?
Yeah. Bass, soprano.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't know. Tenor.
Tenor.
Tenor in there.
That's it.
Throw a tenor in there.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
We're music people.
All right.
Keep delaying.
All right.
You guys want to keep talking?
Oh, yeah. You know how I know Fritz the Six is coming up?
Yeah, because
he tells me to break whenever.
Yeah
whenever you want.
He wants you to eat.
You want to eat up 5 minutes on the next show? Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, call Jack with your favorite cover songs. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.